BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Lauren, I'm 18, and I'm from Onken in the Isle of Man. You might not know this, but from today, I can do whatever I want. I'm free! Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Lauren introduced the show, so it's your birthday, Lauren.
It is, yeah.
How old are you, please?
18.
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah, I hope so.
And what are your plans for the day?
I've got an exam at 2.
What?
I know, yeah, for 2.5 hours.
And then what?
And then I've got family coming round, so just like a little party with them, really.
Should we be singing happy birthday or something, like?
You can if you want.
You could do it Marilyn Monroe style, Scott.
Okay. Oh, no. I would love that.
Hang on a second. It is her birthday now. Hang on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Lauren. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Is that right?
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
I thought you sounded like E.T., rather than Marilyn Monroe.
I had it on the Marilyn Monroe setting. I don't know what happened.
Oh, it did sound a bit like E.T., but it was really good, though.
So what's your exam?
Drama.
Oh, that's fine, then. It's not, like, real.
Oh, no, yeah. Just, I'll pass it, hopefully.
Yeah, it's kind just of. Drama, isn't it?
I know, but it's kind of difficult as well, because I've got to say some fancy words, and I don't really know them.
Yeah, but it's not, like, a real subject, is it?
It kind of is.
It's no chemistry, right?
It isn't chemistry.
Yeah, but I could be, like, a famous actress. I could be Marilyn Monroe in a couple of years.
If you pass.
So hopefully, if I pass.
Where do you listen to our show, then?
Where? I live in the Isle of Man, so...
There.
Yeah, there. I'm a hardcore fan. I've got a Scott Mills mask at home.
A what, sorry?
A Scott Mills mask.
What do you mean?
Ago, you were like, had them on the internet, and we could print them off if we wanted and wear them, and yeah, I did that.
Was that on the Radio 1 website?
It was a while ago, yeah. It was either when you were doing your play about yourself, your musical, or the one-man show.
Oh, thing. And where did you wear this mask?
I went to a friend's house, and it was a barbecue a little while ago, and I just turned up with it on.
What do you mean? Was it like a Scott Mills appreciation barbecue or something? What? Why would you do that?
Well, it was only me, to be honest, because I'm kind of a big fan. And so is my friend Faye. She's a big fan as well.
Oh, she got a mask?
Have you got a mask, Faye? Yeah.
Okay, this is weird now. Where can I get one of these? I'm going to look into this right away.
Anyway, you're 18 now.
I know.
There's loads of stuff you can do.
I'm, like, free. I'm an adult, apparently.
I know.
I don't feel like an adult, though.
You can get divorced now if you want.
I can get divorced?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I might just marry someone today and then divorce them tomorrow.
You can buy a monkey.
I could buy a monkey?
With a licence.
Really?
Yeah, you couldn't do that yesterday.
Oh, well, I want to buy a monkey.
You can go to a casino.
Yeah.
You can also work at a strip club.
A strip club?
Yeah, if you want.
Really? I can work... Oh, I think... Do you know what? I might just leave drama. And just work in the strip club instead. I think that could be my future job.
Well, listen, have a brilliant birthday.
Thank you so much.
And it's really good to speak to you. Happy 18th.
Thanks, thank you.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
All the drama students have been on saying it is a real subject. Seriously, you take it far, far too seriously. It's only a little joke, J for joke. But let's be honest, it's not, is it? Come on. There's far harder things you could be doing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so all the bunting's up in my street now. We're talking about the etiquette of street parties yesterday. I don't know. Do you just turn up? What happens? Someone said if you bring sausages, you're in. It's escalated, Chris. I had a note through my door last night when I got in saying, so we can get numbers, can you please confirm if you will or won't be at the street party this weekend? So I have to commit quite soon.
Have they asked you to DJ or are you just a normal?
I'm a normal, yeah. And As I was saying yesterday, I mean, I would quite like to go to a nicer area for their street party, but how do you get in?
I think we just turn up. Do you just say,
hello, I'm from number 16? Oh, really?
Yeah.
And because in London, nobody speaks to their neighbours. No one will ever know you don't live there.
No, I agree. I think we should just stick to the plan, find a nice area and just get involved.
Okay, cool. So I'm just not going to reply. I'm going to do what I normally do and just ignore it.
Yeah.
The note, I mean.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC
Radio 1. Jonathan in Wimbledon says, I'm so excited. I was worried I was going to miss innuendo bingo because I was going to pop out for lunch, but no, I'm back and I'm in time. I know, I'm like a minute early and I'm just a little bit confused as to, you know, maybe some people will be setting their watch by this. Mm. But then they know me and they know what Scott Mills time SMT is like, so they probably won't. So let's go for it, shall we?
It's Thursday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Yes, Thursday's Innuendo Bingo is about to happen. Hello, if you are watching on the Radio 1 website. If you're not, what are you doing? Get to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 now, because not only do we have Chris here to play along with the bingo, but we have our friend Rachel Riley off Countdown. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for coming in.
I'm so excited to be here. It's my debut of Innuendo Bingo, actually with water.
Well, we know you've been a fan of this show and Innuendo Bingo for some time.
I have.
And you've been tweeting about it sometimes.
Deep
and then
obsession.
We met at the Manchester United Player of the Year.
Yeah, I stalked you a little bit.
No, you didn't.
I did. But I was down the wrong end of the room, so you didn't see.
Oh, okay. You did then. And you were saying that you'd love to come on, and here you are, so
here
thank
I am.
You.
Dreams come true.
We do have some really good bingo for you today, Rachel. Have you ever played with water before?
No, but they did try and catch me out on Countdown yesterday.
Did they?
Filming, you know, have a sip of water, then there's some words that aren't actually words that they're just chucking at me. But
really?
I was quite good, yeah.
So you did all right?
Very good.
You did okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so you know what to do. You put the water in your mouth. I play you a clip that one of our listeners has spotted from the TV or radio. It's whether you laugh and then spit the water out. How's the bin there? All good?
Dirty as ever. This is going to be a good one.
We seriously need Becky back.
Yep.
Health and safety has gone awry.
Yep.
Okay, so we're ready.
I'm ready.
Right. So, cup of water.
Yep.
Here we go.
Let us know if you're playing along.
Here we go.
Let us know if you're watching on the website.
A big one. For your cheeks.
Yeah. Might as well make it a good one because it's your first one, Rachel. Mm. Oh, that's a good. Yes. Mm. Strong. Mm. Okay. And this one from Channel 4's Countdown.
Rachel, are you a gym girl or are you more a coffee and biscuits girl?
I'm quite happy to go to the gym and have some coffee and biscuits.
Wasn't what I meant. Do you work out?
I play squash. I prefer team sports or sports with balls. And, that sounds wrong.
Oh. Chris has gone. Rachel is holding it.
Wow. Well,
you right there, Rachel?
Mm. I prefer team sports or sports with balls.
Here we go. Spraying out now. Just spit it. There's no shame.
Don't.
Yeah.
Right.
There we are.
Okay.
That was good.
We're off.
Okay. We're off.
Okay. I say things like that quite a lot.
Yeah.
I can control myself to me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see how you do on these others.
Oh,
hundreds of you sent this one in. So if you know you sent this one in, then give yourself 250 Scott Mills points. Much appreciated. Always love it when you send in the bingo. So, it's from last night's Apprentice. Anyone see it?
Mm-mm-mm.
You haven't seen it, Rachel. Shall we see it, Chris?
Mm.
Okay, ready?
Mm.
Here we go.
To me, it was what I would call a bit of a mug's eye for. It was kind of glitzy and sparkling. I thought, this has got potential here. And, you know, when you opened your mouths, you threw it all away.
Tom and Ricky drilled each other for an hour and a half before the presentation.
What was that?
Oh, no.
Rachel just has a little kind of mouth leakage.
That wasn't good.
Tom and Ricky drilled each other for an hour and a half.
Oh, the problem with Nick is he never knows he's doing it.
No, he doesn't.
He said some brilliant stuff.
He really has.
And he just hasn't got a clue.
I'm sorry about your trousers.
Oh, no,
yeah,
what's
that's
happened?
All right, it's only this leg.
Okay.
That's fine.
So
I'm
just the right leg.
Just the right leg. Oh, dear.
Here we go.
You can see this on the Radio 1 website if you want to. It's Rachel off Countdown and Chris playing Innuendo Bingo. Next sip of water, please.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go over to a speech by the US Vice President,
on foreign policy.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
Okay. Rachel was... Rachel went quite early.
It's fair to say Rachel just sprayed right in my face.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Oh. He knew what he was saying there.
Do you think?
He said that with such assurance.
This could be...
He's trying to get himself on Innuendo Bingo.
Absolutely.
This could be one of the wettest ones we're going to have, Scott, I think.
Yeah. Okay, next one. More water, please. People are loving this at home, watching on the website, watching in their lunch breaks. Okay, good.
We need spare clothes.
Here we go.
Right.
From Channel 4's Countdown.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Stephen.
Can I start with a consonant, please?
You can. So to start the day, S.
And another?
T.
And another?
D.
And one more.
Don't want to touch that.
Oh, little spurt there from Rachel. Chris just spat it all into the bin. You are quite good, but it's you.
I've had them before.
Yeah. You're all right there.
I've already controlled myself. We've got to do a little work a few times.
Right, good.
It's training well.
You've had training.
With a big stick.
Yeah. Now... Next, it's the actor Ian Kelsey. He was on BBC Breakfast discussing his character in Doctors. What a show. And he sent it in himself.
Oh.
So he was on BBC Breakfast talking about his character. And he's like, oh, I did a great one. And sent it in to me. So thanks, Ian. Appreciate that. Are we both ready?
Right.
Here we go.
Here we go, Rachel.
From BBC Breakfast.
His character is actually based on a real person who left the army, went to work for the NHS, and then went to take over a doctor's practice. And three of the staff, this is in Birmingham, three of the staff resigned because he was treating them like they were his privates.
Chris. Where did that go? Is that on Rachel's foot? Oh, no.
She's having to empty her shoe.
They was treating them like they were his privates.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of the show, clearly.
Yeah.
This is fun.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's refreshing.
So much fun, yeah. Okay, more water, please. It's quite relentless today, isn't it?
Mm.
It's quite a few.
So, over to... Philip Schofield now on This Morning, sent in by Hannah from Bishop Stortford.
Right, still to come, find out why things are getting even worse for Eileen and Corrie, and is Alicia about to go down in Emmerdale? In prison. That is Sharon that has all the answers right after the break. And is Alicia about to go down in Emmerdale?
Great show.
I can only apologize
go on.
For that.
No! No!
Now
you just weed on him with that. It was like a little wee from your mouth.
I can control myself too well. And
right,
too
that's brilliant.
He was too dry.
You that's so good.
Here.
That was so good. It just went in your face.
Good aim.
That's so good. That was brilliant. Do that more.
I'm not going to get invited back.
Do that more and come back every week. You right, Chris?
Yeah.
More water, please. I'll get his face now. His face. Oh, no, they're staring each other out. Water in their mouths. Mm-hmm. This one is from Jimmy and the Giant Supermarket.
At the end of the day, I don't think Tesco's are going to touch my meatballs.
This is turning into absolute carnage. I knew Chris was going to do that. Rachel is absolutely soaked.
All up my nose.
Right, more of that, please. Come on.
I think I've run out
of water. We're just getting going, everyone. We're just getting going.
I found the tip. It's just you need more water.
Yeah. This is brilliant.
God. Okay. I wore a black t-shirt today.
Here we go. Ready, everyone? There's proper war going on now. I like it. Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's head over to... Channel 4's Countdown.
Consonant, please, Rachel.
Thank you. P.
Vowel.
I.
Consonant.
S.
A consonant.
Another S.
Little dribble there. That was very dribbly. What was that? I really hope you're watching this on the website. She couldn't cope. She thought she was going to hold it in her hands and then it went everywhere.
Is that real?
Wow.
Yeah, this happens quite regularly at work, but luckily without the water.
Mm. Right, we're getting going now. More water, please.
More?
There's so many more.
Oh,
here we go. And now, some astonishing scenes on the Great British Menu.
Three of the Southwest's cooking elite are crossing swords.
Rachel's lost it. And then Chris eventually. Oh, dear. What a mess you two are. I love it.
Oh, dear.
Okay. No, top up.
Top up. We've got some more.
I'm getting my daily water allowance.
You really are?
Yeah, about 2 litres right back out. It's not, you
know. If we run out, I've got some tea there.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Right, okay. We're all set.
Ready.
More water, please. And now, thank you, Dan in Tunbridge, for sending this one in. It's from Come Dine With Me.
We want to make sure that we get nice, firm balls, because a good girl likes nice, firm balls.
Rachel's soaked. Oh, in the face.
Oh, no.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I think it's great.
This is my favourite one.
I'm glad I did my makeup today.
Okay.
Do you want to come back again?
Right, okay. Got some.
Because
you're here. Especially, and thank you for coming in, Rachel. Your makeup's gone. I'd like to do a couple of innuendo singos as well. It's same as bingo, but with songs.
Lovely.
You ready? Just listen carefully to the lyrics.
Oh,
Rachel's going to so get him this time.
Right, go.
This is from the new single by Paul Weller.
Did you know your garden's overgrown?
Fair enough.
You right, Chris?
Yeah.
Oh, she got you back there, didn't she?
Who was that? Paul Weller?
Paul Weller's a new one. Yeah. Right, so, I mean, this is the last one, so should we up the stakes?
How?
Okay, right. give Rachel a cup of milk.
Milk?
Have we got milk?
Have we got milk? Oh, yeah. Okay. Do be careful.
It's just milk.
Make sure it's in this. Okay. I promise you, Rachel, it's just milk.
Good.
Have you got more? Am I having milk?
You can have milk, yeah. Just have a little sip there. It's milk.
Okay.
It's definitely milk. All right. Just for the last one. Please watch this on the website. Okay. It's an old song by a band called... What? Stop it. An old song by a band called The Band. You ready?
Take a load off, Danny.
We didn't even play any of it.
No.
I can't do it. No, I want this game.
Can we just try it once more?
That's over my jeans. Like, that's all over my jeans.
Try it once more.
I can turn anything into an innuendo. We got any more milk? Is it just the tea?
You finish it off. I'll have.
Let's just try and hold it for this one.
More milk.
Okay. See if we can do it. You feel proud of yourself afterwards.
Mm.
Here we go then. Ready? Deep breath.
Take a load off, Danny. Take a load for free. Take a load off, Danny. And you put the load right on me.
Well held by Rachel there, Chris Wendt. Rachel Riley from Countdown, it's been an absolute pleasure today to have you on Innuendo Bingo. Would you, considering what's happened in the last 15 minutes, would you come back?
I think I would.
That's incredible.
I quite enjoy it.
That's brilliant. Thank you. Glad you had a good time.
I'll send in some of myself for you.
Yes, please do.
High five.
Well played, everybody.
Love you.
Rachel and Chris on Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you watched it on the website. That was fun. The Scott Mills Daily. And now it's Radio 1's Dev.
Hi. Hello, Scott.
You okay?
There's milk everywhere.
I know. It's bad.
I think they're on their headphones as well.
Oh, don't say that.
It's one of my least favourite smells as well, dried milk.
After a couple of days,
yeah,
it's not nice.
She was lovely.
What, Rachel of Countdown?
Oh, my goodness.
I know. Even the management have been down going,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen her on Countdown, and she looks good. You know, sometimes you see someone on telly, and you see them in real life, and you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
She's the complete opposite.
Absolutely.
Telly doesn't do her justice.
I fancy her a bit.
Yeah, I do as well.
Anyway, good we've established that. So, Dev does 4 a.m. till 7. No, it's 6:30 now, isn't
listening.
It? It was 7 in my day. 6:30. And I may have called you earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I'll talk about that in a minute.
Let's talk about that.
And Dev Direct is back.
Yes.
If people don't know what it is, what is it?
It's a mobile phone number, a real mobile phone number. Not my number, that'd be ridiculous. But a mobile phone number that I give out on the radio. I switch on the phone for an hour every day. We take a bunch of phone calls. And then I play my favourite ones out on the show at some point.
This really worked last time.
Yeah, well, we've figured out a few of the kinks, namely that we only do it for an hour now. It used to be I just switch it on all day, but that's ridiculous.
No, you don't want that.
No, it's non-stop. And I sort of thought, oh, it's going to be maybe quite a lot of, shall we say, interesting people calling up. A bit scary. But it's like 90% just lovely, normal people, a little bit bored, just wanting to chat.
Lovely Radio 1 listeners.
Yeah, yeah. And a tiny, tiny, tiny little percentage of crazy.
You're always going to get a little crazy.
Yeah,
right?
You are.
We'll talk a bit more about this in a minute. We'll give out the number. And will the phone be on later today?
It certainly will be. As soon as I come off your show, I'm going to switch on the phone, going to go upstairs, sit in one of the plugger rooms for an hour and take a bunch of phone calls.
Amazing. Right, we'll do it next. The Scott Mills Daily. Dev's here off early mornings, you're right.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to, before I forget to say, I really enjoyed the Eurovision coverage, can I just say. me and my flatmate had tears in our eyes, especially the scenes where somebody's idea was, let's put Scott on a balcony, all right? Where the crowd are still in the background. Is that going to be a problem? Yeah, it'll be all right. He's professional. He'll work with it.
Yeah.
Let's play live music really loud over
Seriously.
It and then get him to interview people where there's a possibility there might be a problem with the language barrier. It's the best telly I've seen in ages. Scott going, so what was your performance like? What, you know, I can't even hear your response. It doesn't even matter. So I loved it.
It was one of the most stressful things ever. There was loud music behind. You're right. There was a loud cheering crowd.
Yep.
And a lady from Italy that didn't speak very much English. What could possibly go wrong?
Visibly sweaty as well.
Oh, it was awful.
It was really good.
I had to just be honest in the end. This is the BBC Three coverage of the semi-finals of Eurovision last week. She answered a question and I went, I have to be honest, I have no idea what you just said.
That was my favourite bit.
The actual person off of winning Eurovision, Lauren, is coming in at 3 p.m. this afternoon.
Wow, really?
I know.
I'm going to have to find an excuse to just sort of sit here.
Hang around. So Dev Direct is back. You can call Dev with absolutely anything. He's going to turn the phone back on after this little show here. So as soon as you come off the show, you're going to turn the phone on.
That's right. It's going to be on for an hour.
Now, I did call earlier just to see what the Dev Direct experience is like.
Yeah.
But the number was off at that point, so I just thought I'd call your mobile.
Yeah.
Now, I'm really sorry, because I think you may have been asleep. Let's have a listen.
Hello?
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 Is that Dev?
Yeah. Who's that?
They just gave your number out on Radio 1, so I'm just ringing you.
No. No. What?
On Radio 1, they just gave your number out. Is this Dev Direct?
Number.
Is this Dev?
No, this is my actual mobile number.
Yeah, that's what they just gave out, so I'm just ringing. I've got a question. What's Chris Moore's like? What's he like then, really, in real life?
Yeah, he's great.
Right, you're amazing, Dev.
Yeah.
Bye.
As I started to do that, I was like, oh no, I feel really bad.
Yeah, you should do, because I don't get enough sleep as it is.
I know,
you woke
Dev.
Me up right in the middle of my afternoon nap. It was great as
so
well.
Sorry.
It's one of those deep ones. And my ringtone is crickets. So it's really, really disorientating waking up. Like, am I outside or like, what's going on?
Bless you. Sorry
about
that.
But you sent me a text afterwards going, oh, sorry, that was me winding you up, right?
Yeah.
So now I've got Scott Direct.
Oh.
Yeah, didn't think that one through, did you?
Oh, rubbish.
Yeah, so now I have your number.
Can I just ask, is that the standard of conversation that people can expect this afternoon from Dev Direct?
I've sort of split it into three categories, right? You get people who call up to just ask about general nonsense, get a little bit cheeky sometimes. People who call up thinking they're not going to get through. We have quite a lot of those. I'll be like, hi, Dev Direct, I can help. I didn't actually think I'd get through. Bye. Yeah, see ya. And then people who just sort of breathe heavily down the phone as well. Don't
get
say
those,
anything.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You get the breathers.
Yeah, just there. You're right, you're asthmatic.
There's always one, isn't there?
Yeah, at least one.
Do you have to answer honestly? Like, if I call and ask you, do you have... You can't just go no or make something up. You've got to...
I got asked to, I think, take someone's mum and dad to the airport the other day. I managed to wriggle out of that one.
Yeah,
because you know, you've got to be nice, isn't it?
But people can say whatever they want to you.
Yeah, pretty much.
As long as they're nice.
If you want you want to give some feedback, some of my radio shows or something like that. If you want to give a review of something you saw on telly the other night, and do all of that.
Brilliant. So, Dev's going to switch the phone on in a minute. What do they have to do?
All right. So here's the number. Take this down. Don't call right now. This won't be on. 077-19-204-100. That is 077-19-204-100. Now, I know we're having fun, Scott. There is a serious side.
Right.
There are terms and conditions.
I thought there might be.
If it's all right with you, I'm just going to read through some of them right now.
Go for it.
If it gets too boring, you look, just stop me.
No, it's all right. I'll just have a little break.
All right. Okay, here we go. All right, so you can talk about anything you want, as long as it's not a serious issue or an emergency. I think we're all agreed... I am not qualified to handle anything more serious than what you should have for your tea.
I think we're all agreed.
So, if you just want to find out, I don't know, what I'm up to, ask a question, maybe you want some Radio 1 rumours or whatever, if you want Scott's phone number, I'm just joking, you can call. But you have to be over 16, have the bill payer's permission. By calling, you're agreeing it's all right for me to record the conversation, maybe put it on the radio, calls will be charged. Hey, your normal network, great. Please make sure you check the number carefully before you dial. And remember, keep it clean. Once the hour is up, I'll turn the phone off, so no calls after then.
How is this different to NHS Direct?
I can't help you with any medical emergency. I don't have any official qualifications. And, yeah, it's not the same at all.
Cool. All right, so, not in any way. No. So, are you going to switch the phone on now?
Yes, well, give me, what, should we say 2:30?
Okay, we'll start it at 2:30. It's 077-19-204-100. That's the number you can speak to an actual real-life Radio 1 DJ.
Yeah.
077-19-204-100 is the number for Dev Direct. Thanks, Dev.
Cheers, Scott.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This music means it's time for a posh Radio 4 lady to read out the emails that you've been sending me this week. We call it Dear Scott. It's your forum. It happens every Thursday afternoon. What are you saying? scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. With anything you want. Say what you want.
Dear Scott, if I have as good hearing as I think I do, I heard during Chris's Jerry Maguire, somebody say quietly in the background, is he doing Jerry Maguire? Please have a look and see if my ears are actually that good. Max, Bournemouth.
Thank you, Max. This is yesterday when we were seeing if Jerry Maguire is true to real life, and Chris flipped out in the office upstairs and didn't really work. Let's listen.
Who's coming with me besides Fern? This is embarrassing. Is anyone going to come with me? Chloe, shall we?
They did.
You can hear it, can't you?
Let's turn it up a bit. It is.
Yeah.
Is he doing Jerry Maguire? Well spotted, you eagle-eared listener, you. If you've got any other ideas for films that we could reenact to see if it would happen in real life, then just drop me an email, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Might be sitting there one evening watching a movie and thinking, yeah, it's good. But would it actually happen in a real-life situation? And Chris will test it out for you. Next.
From Mr. Liu Tang. Subject, awaiting your urgent response. I have a business offer for you. Reply for more details.
Oh, is that it?
It sounds urgent, doesn't it?
It does. Maybe I should email him back.
Definitely.
I like a business offer.
Do you think it's spam?
I don't know. I got another one the other day from a man in somewhere in Africa asking me to wire him some monies.
Yeah.
Did you? Maybe I haven't yet, no, I haven't got around to it.
I wouldn't.
I will.
Dear Scott, no. Becky, get well already. Chris, TOTDS, the PR4L, and anyone else. I heard when Nick Frost came in that when you went to Tokyo, you were creeped out that people were sleeping in McDonald's.
Yep.
Well, I live in Shanghai, and the Japanese culture looks normal compared to the Chinese culture. Here are some weird Chinese culture facts. In IKEA, the people sleep in the beds. Yes, get under the covers.
No. Really?
In Madame Tussauds, they take more photos of the foreigners than the wax models.
Love that.
In Harbin, up north, where it can get down to minus 30 degrees, people walk, cycle and drive on the river because the ice of the river is 9 foot deep.
This is making me want to go to China a lot.
Also, pandas look like people in bear costumes. Thought that would be a bit of a laugh. Love you. Christian, Shanghai, China.
Thank you, Christian, one of our international listeners who gets the podcast.
I'm not sure that most of those facts are true. I'm not sure I believe him.
If it's true about IKEA, I want to go because I've always, at any kind of furniture shop, I always think, oh, lush, I could have a nap on that.
Yeah.
So if that's true, then I'm there.
I do agree with the panda comment, though.
What do you mean?
It does look like people in an outfit, doesn't it?
Sometimes, but then you've got that whole theory about Pudsey from Britain's Got Talent being a person inside a small costume. Next!
Dear Scott, the girl who introduced today's show could recite the whole of Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging and mentioned a character called Slaggy Lindsay.
Yeah.
The actress who plays her can be heard on Radio 1 many times every day.
Eh? What? So, Slaggy Lindsay, off the film Angus Thongs and Perfect Snogging, is... they're saying on Radio 1 every day a lot. Is it Fern Cotton?
Well, I mean, what, under a different name? Slaggy Lindsay's a...
I don't know. Maybe that's her nickname, like we don't know it.
Saying BBC Radio 1 or DJ's names. Her name is Kimberly Nixon. I am full of totally boring and quite useless information. Love the show, by the way.
No.
Deborah.
So is this... is this her?
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
That's Slaggy Lindsay.
No way, saying that's Slaggy
Scott Mills.
Lindsay.
It is saying Scott Mills. What are the chances of that?
I won't be able to hear that the same now.
Well, you're just going to listen and think Slaggy, aren't
you? I can't
you?
Believe it's Slaggy Lindsay.
Unbelievable. Next.
Hi, Scott. After sitting watching the Eurovision contest, and what a disappointment we were, I thought I had wasted a few hours of my life until you came on to announce the points and countries we had voted for. I'm actually going to be getting married in September, and the suit jacket you had on is the ideal colour, so the fiancé says. I was wondering if it wouldn't be too much trouble, or if you're willing to disclose what brand of suit it was. I've been searching high and low for the right colour, and I'm having no joy. Alternatively, you could turn up on the day and marry her, should you wish. It's probably all sounding very weird. I feel weird asking. Let's face it, guys don't generally ask guys where they got their clothes from, but if you could get back to me, it would be much appreciated. Regards, Omar.
Well, Omar, I only have the jacket, and I'm not sure I can really advertise where it's from.
No.
I'm actually going to be getting married in September, and the suit jacket you had on is the ideal colour, so the fiancé says. I was wondering if it wouldn't be too much trouble, or if you're willing to disclose what brand of suit it was.
I don't want to say that. But I do only have the jacket.
What are you planning to do with it? Were you going to frame it as some kind of memory, or...?
It's, you know, just like, cupboard at the moment.
I've got a framed, signed football shirt.
Yeah.
I thought it might be the equivalent.
There's the one I did the Eurovision results in, 2012.
Yeah. Or when we make the Scott Mills Museum...
You're obsessed with this.
That could be in there, couldn't it?
Why are you... you keep on about this Scott Mills Museum.
I think it's a moneymaker.
Well, what's going to be in it? Oh, here's his teeth over the ears.
Yeah.
Right.
And various different merchandise and things from the show. Why don't you give him the jacket?
Well, I could email him with the make.
No, give him...
Oh, okay, give Omar the jacket.
Yes.
But I don't have the trousers to go with it. I didn't need the trousers.
Why?
Because you just wear your pants on the bottom bit.
You weren't wearing anything down below.
No, just what newsreaders do as well. Like, they look smart top half. Who knows what's going on under the desk?
120 million people watch that.
Yeah.
And you were commando.
It's more comfortable. Anyway, if you email me, I'll tell you what make it is. If you want to say anything on Dear Scott next Thursday, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here's Lorraine. Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You won actual Eurovision.
What happened?
Yeah, I know. Like, you got so many points. Yeah. We were sat there with our 7 points or whatever it was. And I was like, 200 and what?
I think it was 300, wasn't it?
It was
a lot.
it was a lot. And every time it happened, it cut back to you, and you were like, oh, thanks, guys. Even more.
Yeah,
thank you.
I really couldn't believe it, though.
So, you won the Eurovision Song Contest 2012. It's your fault that it's in Sweden next year.
I'm sorry about that.
It's a lot of responsibility. The video of your performance is on every music channel, like everyone at the moment. Mm. What made you go in for Eurovision? Because some people, Loren, don't take it seriously. They don't think it's a serious music contest.
Until it comes a serious artist.
Exactly.
No, but I just do my own thing. It's a stage, it's an audience, and you know, I didn't compromise at all. I just did my own thing, and it worked.
Some of the music, though, is awful.
That's a bit rude.
It's true. I mean, your song is probably the only one we could ever play on Radio 1. Yeah. I don't remember there ever being a time when we're like, oh, you know those songs from the Eurovision Song Contest? Let's play them all.
Why is that?
Because there's a... Did you not see The Man with Moldova with the song about a trumpet?
No, what was that? Was that the last?
He was on the same semi-final as you.
He was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the Russian Grannies.
And the Russian Grannies.
Oh, but the Russian Grannies, they're pretty cute.
They were cute. I liked that they had a disco oven that just cooked pies in a record amount of time. Like 3 minutes, and those pies were done. Did you meet them?
I did meet them.
Oh, I didn't. I thought they were quite diva-ish. We kept asking for interviews, and they were like, no, the Russian grannies are not doing any interviews.
Yeah, because they don't speak English, do they?
Okay, that's a good point. But there was a translator.
But, you know, they gave me a voodoo doll. They did, a small one.
The Russian grannies gave you a voodoo doll?
Yes, they did.
What?
They did. Like a necklace with a small little doll. They made themselves, yeah.
Well done? Yeah. It's a voodoo doll.
It looked like a voodoo doll, though.
When you were...
Yeah, they're cute.
What made you enter Eurovision in the first place?
I had a nice song, and I knew there was going to be a lot of people watching this.
Yeah?
And I also knew I could create something different, because that was actually one of the first questions I asked. Are you guys going to let me do whatever I want, because otherwise I won't do this. And
okay.
They said yes, basically.
Were you pretty confident that you were going to win?
No. I never am.
Right.
I never am, really, honestly.
Imagine if the grannies had won. Oh, rubbish, might as well give up.
Close.
That voodoo doll worked.
Is that what that voodoo doll was meant for? Did they give it to you before? Was it meant to put you off or something?
No, they gave it to me afterwards. It was a nice gesture, though.
The UK did rubbish again.
Oh, but that's okay. I think Humperdinck, I think he's classy. Yeah. I think he's cool, yeah.
It's just a shame. We came at one point, I thought we were going to be last. I was like, oh, please, no.
But it doesn't matter. You know, so many cultures that you know, people listen differently. And I know I would have given him 12 points.
I know. We gave you 10 points.
Thank you for that.
From the UK. Yeah. And your song is doing really well.
Wow.
It's already been a hit elsewhere, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's been, like, obviously big in Sweden.
Big in Sweden.
Estonia. Not that I've read up about this. It's quite weird as well, because, like, if a song did well here, I'm not sure it would be allowed to enter the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't know what the rules are on that. Because obviously in some parts of Europe, your song is already very well known.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing, I think.
I think.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm not going to lie, Lorraine, I can't get it out of my head.
I love you, man.
I
love
all the time. Like, I tweeted it on Friday before you won. I was like, can't get it out of my head. So damn catchy. You see, we need to enter maybe someone a bit younger next year, a lot of people are saying, and we might win. We're not going to win. But it's fun doing the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is.
And it's fun being there. You can't really describe it. You're kind of in this bubble all week where nothing else actually matters or happens apart from Eurovision. Bit strange.
Yeah. It's
did you have a good week? Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it. Yeah, I did enjoy it.
Lots of people are saying, Loren sounds really cute on the radio. Well, you can see her too if you go to the Radio 1 website, bbc.co.uk/radio1. We have warned you about the cameras, haven't we? They're on you now.
Yeah, you warned me about the cameras. That's why I covered myself up.
I know, you've got a big hood on. So, in Sweden, where you're from, are you mega, mega famous?
I don't know. I probably am.
Yeah.
I think so.
Can you walk down the road without people recognizing you?
But Swedish people, they're soft. They don't really go crazy.
Do they not?
No.
What do they say to you?
They like the song, or they like my haircut, or that they can't really see my eyes because of this...
The big fringe.
The fringe, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but...
Do you have people like paparazzi outside your house?
I had some. I haven't been home.
That's true.
I slept one day at home, and then I...
So where do you live? Stockholm?
Yeah, that's the place.
I'd love to go there.
You have to. Are you coming next year?
Well, I hope so. Yeah, that would be cool. And, I mean, people rooting through your bins, does that happen? I don't think Swedish people would do that, though.
No,
they're quite
don't.
Kind of cool
they're,
and calm.
Yeah, they're cool and calm. Yeah. They're proud of.
So were you on an Idol, right? A Swedish pop Idol?
Yeah,
way and when, back when was that?
That was 8 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
And you came, what, fourth?
Yeah, I did. Okay. You know your stuff, Scott.
You see? You see?
He's a big fan.
I'm a big fan,
yeah,
man.
I love you, man.
So do you think this is going to be the start of actually having some good songs in Eurovision?
I hope so. I hope we've taken it to the next level. Because it's still a stage, you know, we have an audience. And, you know, why not use it to present some really nice stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's going to be.
So you obviously will be holding it in your... Well, it's down to you. You'll be having it probably... Do you think it'll be Stockholm next year?
I think it will be Stockholm next year.
Yeah.
You mean the Eurovision?
Yeah.
Of course it will.
And you'll have to go on at the start and be like, yeah, I'm last year's winner.
No, not really. Not if I don't want to. But if you guys want me to, I'll do that.
So what brings you to the UK? Because did you come straight from Azerbaijan here?
No. I was home for, was it one day?
Right.
Yeah. And then I came to the UK.
And then you're just here promoting the single, right?
Basically.
Did you expect it to be, because it's probably going to be top five hit on Sunday, did you expect that after Eurovision?
No,
in the UK?
No, I didn't think about this at all. The only thing I could focus on was the performance and doing a good job. That, you know, there's so many things that you're doing at the same time, performing the song.
I loved your performance as well, because it was something a bit different.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people were like, get her to turn the lights on.
Yeah.
I like the dancing. Whole point, I thought the dancing was the one. I thought it was brilliant.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Who was that bloke behind you?
Oh, that was a dancer, a friend of mine. And
I don't think you needed him.
No, really?
I think you were doing brilliant yourself.
Really?
Like, halfway through, it's like, who's he?
Who's he?
What's he doing picking her up? Put her down.
What do you mean she didn't need him? You can't say that.
Pin him off.
She won.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah, you won, so whatever. Listen, thank you so much for coming to see us today.
Thank you, Scott.
And good luck for Sunday with the song Euphoria. We love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lorraine.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
Thursday afternoon, and a chance to win some Scott Mills points on Oh, What's Occurring? It's Zane Lowe!
Scraping the barrel with
really
nothing
not.
Else to fall back on.
No, that's
but
not
go
true.
Go upstairs to the ground floor and ask Zane Lowe.
That's not true. It's good to see you. I don't get to see you much anymore.
It's good to see you too, man. If it was really good to see me, you would have asked to see me as opposed to 3 minutes ago, up to 3 minutes ago when you asked to see me.
I'm not okay.
All right.
Okay. So,
you know me, Grumpy Kiwi. That's my reputation. I'm proud of it. I stand by it. I make no apologies.
Did you watch any of Eurovision?
2 tears in a bucket. Let's take you to the stage. I did.
You did?
A little bit of Eurovision.
That really surprises me.
Well, we stumbled across it one night. Genuinely, I'm not like, I don't know where that copy of Heat magazine came from. I genuinely stumbled across it one night with the missus. And we were watching it. And for 10 minutes, it was just mouths agog.
Yeah.
We just couldn't believe it. And it was a very emotional experience for everybody else.
Yeah.
We just didn't understand.
You were just in shock.
I just couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just literally like the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
People like in this like stadium.
But a celebration
weeping
of those
uncontrollably.
Songs. I know.
And just like crying. And like I was saying to you before we went to air, like imagine if they actually heard music of real emotion, their heads would actually fall off.
Or explode.
There would be a great emotional unveiling, the likes of which humanity has never seen, simply because we played them Radiohead.
I know. Well, they don't know that in Moldova yet.
No, and I'm saying, like...
Maybe you should go there.
No, because I don't want to be responsible for those kind of tears. I mean, those kind of tears will flood towns.
Maybe
flood
you
towns.
Should do next year's Eurovision entry.
What are you saying? Do what on next year's Eurovision entry? Think carefully before you speak, young liar.
Oh, no.
Let's just play the game, I think.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Earlier, Zane, a lady called Rachel off of Countdown came in.
Don't know.
Rachel Riley. She is...
Know the show.
She's the new Cara Vorderman.
Countdown, that's the one with the words.
That's right, and she...
Cat, hat, mat, that's me.
That's it. She turns over the vowels and the consonants and the numbers and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And she came in for a game of innuendo bingo because she actually loves it. She really does. She's a big fan.
Cool.
So, she came in earlier today. Rachel, off of Countdown, the video's online and it's quite something. It's a simple question. How many times did they spit all over each other during the innuendo bingo segment earlier?
Okay.
How many times? Zane.
Oh, okay. For some reason, I thought you were going to play it, and I was going to try and count in real time, and that was the game.
No, you got to guess.
Okay. How long was the feature?
Oh, it went
a good
on.
13 minutes.
13 minutes? Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say 30 times.
30 spits. Chris. Obviously, you played the game. But
oh, yeah. Come on! No. A, he played the game.
Hang on a second.
B, he is a certified, factual, guaranteed, historically proven liar in this game.
Right, I heard it all went off last week. What happened? Come on, get out there.
Well, basically, we sat down and I went in to play this game, all genuine-like. Like, you know, hard on my sleeve, ready to go.
Yeah.
And they asked us a question, like, who said this tweet? And he guessed, and he was like, I think it was Jedward. But the way he did it was like, he put his hand up to his mouth like he was thinking. Anyone who does that's not thinking. They know already what the answer is.
Yeah.
But he pulled at his shirt. Massive tell. Massive tell.
I didn't know that.
Pulled at his shirt and did something else. It was three in a row. And I said, he's lying. And of course, Nick Grimshaw's like, no, Chris wouldn't do that. So then I just, you know, applied the dad stare.
Mm. Yeah.
So you're still of the opinion that he's a big fat liar?
Well, I applied the dad stare to him and told him he had to tell the truth. And he told me he was lying. He told me he knew the answer.
Oh, you confessed.
Yeah. So for this, I cannot risk getting it right.
No.
So I'm going to say...
Obviously.
No, but the next time he tried to guess way off the mark and got got it right.
I then tried to get it wrong.
To which I'd like to add that I actually believe he didn't know the second time.
Right. He played the game today, but how is he going to know how many times he spat?
5,000.
5,000. Okay.
I like that. That's fair.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here it is, the innuendo bingo from earlier today. But how many times did they spit?
So, cup of water.
Yeah. Okay.
Rachel.
I play squash. I prefer team sports or sports with balls. Things. Oh, that sounds wrong.
You're right there, Rachel.
Yeah. Right, there we are.
Tom and Ricky drilled each other for an hour and a half before the presentation.
What was that?
Oh, no.
Rachel just has a little kind of mouth leakage.
That wasn't good.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you.
Okay. It's fair to say Rachel just sprayed right in my face.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Shall I start with consonant, please?
You can. S.
And another?
T.
And another?
D.
And one more.
Don't want to touch that.
His character is actually based on a real person who left the army, went to work for the NHS, and then went to take over a doctor's practice. And three of the staff resigned because they were treating them like they were his privates.
Chris, where did that go? Is that on Rachel's foot? Oh, no.
She's having to empty her shoe.
They were treating them like they were his privates.
Still to come, find out why things are getting even worse for Eileen and Corey, and is Alicia about to go down in Emmerdale? The prison. It's Sharon that has all the answers right after the break.
Great show.
I can only apologize
for
that.
No! No!
Now...
You just weed on him with that. That was so good. It just went in your face.
At the end of the day, I don't think Tesco's are going to touch my meatballs.
This is turning into absolute carnage.
Consonant, please, Rachel.
P.
Vowel.
I.
Consonant.
S.
A consonant.
Another S.
Little dribble there. That was Rachel dribbling.
Three of the Southwest's cooking elite are crossing swords.
Rachel's lost it.
We want to make sure that we get nice, firm balls, because a good girl likes nice, firm balls.
Rachel's soaked. Oh, in the face. Did you know your garden's overgrown? Give Rachel a cup of milk. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny. And you put the load right on me. Well held by Rachel there, Chris. When? That was quite a lot. There's a very long game of bingo.
My
and Singo as well.
God.
Including Paul Weller's new single about your garden being overgrown.
That was really reaching, though, wasn't it? That was tenuous.
Yeah. So
I think my favourite...
Yeah.
I don't know. She handled the STD thing pretty well, I thought.
Very well. Yes,
that was a pretty good comic timing,
yeah,
I have to say.
Yeah. So, at the end of that, there were 22...
Yes!
...spits. So yes! Zane wins because Chris said
5,000. No. Zane wins.
Well, Zane wins
because
anyway.
Because I got close.
I think he cheated myself.
Well, Zane said 30, so he can have the points. Thanks
Hang
very
on.
Much.
Wait.
Well, I shouldn't have said that.
Wait, look at me. I'm a father. Look at me. Look at me.
I'm looking.
Do you really think I cheated?
No.
There you go.
Right, see? It works. Excellent, let's clear that up. Thanks, Zane.
Bye.
He's on tonight from 7.
Ow! What's a kidding? BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download.